from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
In a world where things just, you know, keep getting worse, I saw this and I was like, this has to be a joke, right? No, it turns out it's not. The Taliban has fired hundreds of police officers for failing to be able to grow a beard.
I'm here to tell you, I would have been fired from working at the Taliban if I didn't start before I was like 39 years old.
This is tongue-in-cheek terrible because us leaving Afghanistan, like, I don't care where you sit politically, us just leaving a giant power vacuum in Afghanistan created a whole heaping amount of problems.
Yeah.
Most of all being the Taliban is fully in charge of Afghanistan now.
They sure are.
And they are imposing Sharia law. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, that means, according to their version of Islam and their Sharia law, that all men over the age of 18 shall have or be growing a beard that is longer than the size of a fist.
Wait, so like from your chin, you got to go down and it's got to go that long? Mm-hmm. I'd be fired. I don't think I could do that.
They have fired barbers all over the provinces that were giving cuts and cleans and trims because they felt it to be against Sharia law.
Really?
Indeed.
Now, when you say they couldn't grow them, is there like a thick level of thickness that you have to have?
No,
it's just like you could just have the scragglers. Because I could have done that. It just would have looked horrific.
Well, here's
but I could have kept my job.
Here's the thing. Even scraggly beard, look, this is going to sound mildly racist, but in that region, if you were from that region, the likelihood is even the scraggliest of beards is going to be more than most people can grow here. Just genetically.
Yeah.
You get a
built
thick,
for it.
Yeah, you're built for it. That's just the way it goes. Now, you might be from another region of the world where, let's say, what people probably don't know is that there's a lot of Mongol lineage in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And in that case, not very hairy.
Yeah.
But if you're of more Arab descent, then, yeah, you can grow it pretty easily.
Grow a solid beard.
I mean, honestly, they could grow some of the best.
Yeah.
It's a thick, hardy beard, only rivaled by Vikings.
Hmm. So these guys just had the inability to grow that facial hair?
Yeah. Mohabullah Makulis, the director of planning and legislation at the Taliban ministry, told a press conference in Kabul that 281 beardless officers, just be called out because you're beardless, were identified, confirmed, and dismissed from the country's security services.
Dang. Well, that sucks. That's a tough way to get fired.
Mm, right?
It's like I didn't
to grow a beard.
I didn't show up late. I mean, I showed up every day. I worked hard. I was a really good police officer. Just couldn't grow that beard. Just couldn't grow that beard. That was it.
The hairstyles of 450 military mujahideen were corrected to comply with Sharia law as well, as some who repeated the hairstyle violation were sent to military courts to have it dealt with.
Like, do they give you like a time frame where you can grow this thing out? Or do you have
basically, if you're over 18,
it seems like a problem with the hiring process, to be honest.
Like, well, I mean, so particularly with the younger generation, unless you've been radicalized, maybe the wrong word, but I mean, as it pertains to the Taliban, it's not, you're growing that thing pretty soon.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have it, it means you've been kind of in conflict with Sharia law.
Oh, great.
And it's kind of paints a target on you.
I would like to, like, there's a lot to unpack here. This is, all of a sudden I laughed at the beginning, and now I'm like, this is far more serious.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. And then they also, in the same press conference, they announced that they have destroyed 21,328 musical instruments as well. Not in compliance with Sharia law. Afghanistan! Why were we there?
What instruments can you not play?
I think there's only like three that are acceptable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
They pull away from God.
The
instruments, yeah.
Okay. Anytime you sit there and you're like, you know what? America's crumbling.
Look, man, this is why I argue with anybody who's right or left on the political spectrum. You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no earthly idea of what it's actually like.
And when you get all fired up of something you see on Twitter, you're like, well.
Well, my rights. You want to go somewhere where your lack of beard gets you fired?
Yeah.
I don't care if you identify as he, him, they. Your facial hair will keep you from being employed.
That's absolutely right.
Or whether or not you like a guitar. Forget what sex you like. A guitar.
Hmm. Yeah, probably that would suck. That would suck. And when you get fired up over something on Twitter, just be thankful that we live in a country where we can see that, you know, because a lot of places that you get all upset and look, there's a lot of dumb people that fire off stupid tweets every day, all day.
It feels like it's their job.
It really does. Some folks, you go, where do you find the time? You're up all the time firing this stuff off. But at least we live in a country where we have the ability to have that freedom
to
of
play
speech.
Guitar.
Unlike, and play the guitar.
Yeah.
Play guitar if you want.
Unlike Jaleel Ahmad, a former guitar teacher in Herat, recounted how morality forces, yes, morality forces exist here. If you're not familiar with them, go Google morality forces
in
Iran.
To keep morale down, not up.
Yeah, go check Iran and morality cops.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a great one. They stormed his home and beat him for owning several musical instruments. They knocked on the doors, and I saw them through the window. I told my family not to open it, but one of them climbed over the gate, jumped into the yard. He unlocked the door for five more officers to storm into the house. The police ransacked the house, discovered five guitars, where he was then arrested, taken to a police station, and was severely beaten.
Wow.
The morality force said, the foreigners are gone and you cannot live with the devil's instruments anymore. They flogged him repeatedly and punched him in the face.
Well, you sure know how to bring down a mood here with this story. Mm. Goodness gracious almighty.
Right?
Yeah. This is the worst day on the web, though.
No, it gets,
that's pretty bad.
13,000 Afghans have been detained for immoral acts over the past year.
Goodness. Wow.
Hmm.
Don't they have, like, how big are their jails? Where are they putting all these people?
They're pretty big.
13,000 people?
Pretty big.
Good Lord.
To be fair, we helped build a couple.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
They had to process some folks.
And now they're just, all those people that got out are just putting other people in.
Yeah, they're running through.
I see how that goes.
Not great. So that's your worst day on the web.
That's a terrible day on the web.
Right?
You weren't lying.
Hmm.
Jeez.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.